Hey everyone, it's Liam here. Just a quick boo. I've been sort of weird on Twitter and Facebook lately. Three computers. My wife has been more than her usual self about it. So the awesome RT Cruiser got me a computer from work, which is mostly what I needed. I just had a few issues, so I went to get a cheap Windows PC to tide me over for a year or two until I can get my Mac. My application didn't get approved. Fair enough, life, it sucks. I've just come back this morning from getting supplies for the lawnmower, some new blades, axle rods, all this sort of stuff. I need to have my wife come screaming down the stairs saying, "Oh my God, what did you do to my phone?" I'm like, "Touch your phone, I've got mine plus my 4S plus my 3GS plus my iPod," which isn't working properly at the moment, but that's not the here nor there. So she's basically blaming me. Her phone's having reception issues. Now she's with the carrier here that her mother is with. Her mother doesn't have an iPhone, she's having no problems. I'm not with the same carrier. I have an iPhone, I'm having no problems. So I'm on my way to a retail store of her carrier to get them to check the SIM card and stuff. If that's not it, I've got to go to the Telstra store, Apple store, to get them to look at it. It's covered under warranty, so there's no cost. The problem is that she backs her phone up like once every 6 months. I can't back it up because I transferred everything from her computer to the one that RT got. Now, she's kicking up a stink because I have to transfer everything, or get the Apple store to transfer everything back to her computer so we can back it up to get them to look at the computer, the phone, in case they need to replace it. She's saying that I've done something to her phone so I can get my stuff back on her computer. So I used a word that I don't like to use. I used the C word and called her a stupid effing C word. And yeah, I don't feel like going back home at the moment. So hopefully her retail store for her carrier can sort it out. But yeah. So if I'm a bit weird or absent from Twitter or Facebook, it's I just need to calm down. Because believe it or not, I'm actually really peeved at the moment. So yeah, that's an update. I haven't booed in a while, so there you go.